CRI News, I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao and visiting Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin pledged to make more efforts to boost bilateral ties during a talk held at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing. Co-chairing the meeting with Putin, Wen said the Chinese government is willing to work harder with the Russian side to build a comprehensive strategic partnership featuring equality, mutual trust, mutual support, and common prosperity between China and Russia. Putin hailed the unprecedented highs that have been reached in political cooperation and cultural exchanges held between the two countries. Before their talks, Wen hosted a red carpet welcome ceremony for Putin, who is in China for a two-day official visit. China's foreign ministry says two Chinese sailors remain missing after their cargo ships were hijacked on the Mekong River in northern Thailand last week. Thai authorities earlier said all 13 Chinese crewmen were dead. However, Thai investigators later said two of the 13 bodies they recovered did not belong to Chinese sailors. The Chinese Foreign Ministry and Southwest China's Yunnan Province have started an emergency mechanism to deal with the follow-up work. The Chinese government is planning to launch a nationwide campaign this weekend to inspect the country's offshore drilling and exploration. The move is designed to prevent future oil spills from happening. The joint inspection by six government departments comes after the summer spill in Bohai Bay, which polluted some 5,500 square kilometers of the ocean. The three-week inspection will check virtually everything involved in offshore oil operations, including both Chinese and foreign operations in Bohai, the East China Sea, and the South China Sea. Former Ukrainian Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko has been sentenced 7 years of imprisonment by a court for exceeding power in a 2009 gas deal with Russia and squandering public funds. Judge Rodion Kariv says Tymoshenko caused a $190 million loss to state enterprise Nafco Gas Ukraine by agreeing a 10-year contract on gas imports from Russia in 2009. Kariv has ordered that Tymoshenko should reimburse the state all that money. About 270 people have been confirmed dead in the floods that have been battering the upper part of Thailand for almost 3 months. Four others are still missing. Flash floods and mudslides triggered by the heavy monsoon prevail in 60 of 77 provinces, affecting roughly 2 million households and 8 million people. The Meteorological Department says the rainy season will end around the middle of this month. Liberians have started to vote for a new president of their country. A total of 1.7 million people are eligible to vote. 16 candidates are contesting for the presidency, including the Nobel laureate and incumbent president Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who was elected as Africa's first female president in 2005. All seats in the House of Representatives and half of the seats in the Senate are also up for election. Final results of the presidential election is expected later this month. Myanmar is set to release more than 6,300 prisoners under Myanmar President's amnesty order. From Wednesday, those with the terms of good conduct and discipline, old-aged prisoners, ill health, and handicapped prisoners will be freed in social consideration of their families. It is the new government's second amnesty grant since it started operation in March. About 15,000 prisoners were released in its first amnesty in May. Cambodia has slashed its economic growth forecast this year to 6% due to flooding and uncertainty of the economies of the United States and the European countries. It was previously set on 7%. The Mekong River and flash floods have submerged 19 cities and provinces in Cambodia since early August. So far, the floods have killed at least 207 people and affected about 1.2 million people. One of Australia's most wanted men has been arrested at Sydney Airport. Anthony Tan, now in police custody, is expected to be charged for shooting a 23-year-old man in 2009. Tan left Australia days after the shooting and went to Vietnam, which has no extradition treaty with Australia. Police say the 27-year-old turned himself in through his lawyer and voluntarily returned to Sydney. That's the news for this hour. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing.